You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back, everyone, to Fritz and Friends, 1320 WILS. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with Scott Eckersley this evening. Right now, we're on the phone going out to Dennis Mayer, who is Associate Director of Intramural Sports at Michigan State University. How are you this evening, Dennis?
I'm great, thank you.
Very good. When we spoke for just a moment earlier, you were at your son's hockey game. How did that turn out?
Oh, very good. He had played an alumni game for Okemos High School. He graduated back in 04, and they had the old guys back to play this year's team. So it's kind of fun to watch him on the ice again.
If a 2004 graduate of high school is an old guy, they might as well put me down right now.
I know. I know what you mean.
Oh, help. Now, you've also, in addition to your duties as Associate Director of Intramural Sports at MSU, you've been a basketball referee for some 30 years.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Tell, why don't you, I'll lead up to where I'm going with this, but why don't you tell us the different levels at which you've which you've officiated basketball?
Well, I started back when I was in college at Western Michigan University, just refereeing intramurals, recreation ball, and I liked it. I had somebody who was a mentor for me, Ron Winter. You see him on TV. He's an NFL referee. In fact, if you watch the Lions on Thanksgiving, Ron was the referee of that game. But he helped me get started in basketball officiating, and I worked. By the time I was done at Western, I was working varsity basketball games. And I just kind of continued on that path and reffing high school ball and eventually college basketball. First on the men's side, I reffed Division III and Division II basketball and men's. And then I started reffing also Division I basketball for women. And the women's side of things, as you know, really took off in the 80s. And finally, leagues like the Big Ten and all the other big leagues started assigning officials for their women's games as well as their men's games. And so I got into that, and for a long time I was doing high school and men's college and women's college all at the same time.
Were you ever home on weekends?
Not very many. As I said, that was the only downside to officiating was when I started a family, I missed watching my boys play a lot of games and missed my wife because you are out on the road a lot.
Okay.
I was doing Division I in the Big Ten, Conference USA, the Big East, Mid-American Conference, Big 12, Horizon League. So I was gone a lot.
A lot of pressure. Well, over the years, you said you were just talking about women's officiating women's basketball, and that leads me to why I first made the call to you this evening. Recently at the Michigan State University women's game against Texas, you were given a pretty prestigious award, and I know, Dennis, you don't like to brag about yourself, but I think this is fascinating. You were awarded the Naismith Trophy, which is presented by AT&T. It's and I'll just read what this trophy is. It's the National Naismith Award recognizes the top national, regional, and local players, coaches, officials, and administrators who've displayed excellence and outstanding achievement in basketball. And you got the award for the Naismith Trophy for the official for women's basketball. That's as good as it gets.
Yes, it is. It's I was very honored and very humbled to get something like that. It's for people that didn't understand what it's about. I likened it to a baseball player who gets elected to the Hall of Fame after their career ends, and there's not a higher or more prestigious award you can get as a college basketball official. It really, really was something special that I never thought I would attain.
Are you still reffing, or have you retired from the referee?
I retired from the officiating.
Okay.
Now I watch my two boys officiate.
Oh, so they're taking after Dad.
In a little bit different vein, though. My oldest son, Tim, is a hockey referee who is trying to get to the NHL. And this year he's in the American Hockey League. That's one step below the NHL. We went and watched him referee over in Grand Rapids, the Grand Rapids Griffins, the Detroit Red Wings Farm Club. We watched him ref last week. And my younger son, Robbie, also referees, and he referees junior hockey. And he kind of travels all over doing that as well.
Well, I mean, this is what I heard about you, that you tend to be pretty humble. And just like a good dad, here you get this outstanding award, and you want to tell me what your sons are doing. I like that. I like that.
Well, I'm really proud of them because I know officiating is not something that's easy. A lot of people don't like officials, and we get blamed for losses and so forth, which, you know, is part of the territory. But so, yeah, I am. I'm very, very proud of them.
And I'm guessing you have some ins that maybe you can help them just a little bit.
Yeah, I actually... More obviously, hockey, basketball are different in as far as rules go, but one of the key components of being a successful official is how you deal with coaches and how you deal with players. And I wouldn't have survived all the years that I survived in Division I basketball if I didn't know how to relate to and talk and get along with, you know, coaches and players. And those are some of the things that, are the same. It doesn't matter what sport you're in, hockey, basketball, baseball, football. You have to be able to get along with people and know how to calm people down.
How do you calm a coach down when, as we're watching on television, they're screaming in your face?
That's difficult. It really is. I mean, because think about it in your everyday life. If you ever have done something and somebody gets mad and starts yelling at you, your first inclination lots of times is to yell back at them. But the best thing that you can do is listen to them, let them talk, let them get whatever it is out that they want to get out. And instead of talking back to them in that same kind of tone, you actually talk a little bit softer so they have to strain to listen to you and make your point. And again, just like in life, sometimes it doesn't matter what you say or what you do. They're not going to buy what you're selling. But I don't know. The other thing is you develop a rapport, you know, with players and coaches too after they see you a few times. And that helped me in my career the longer I went on. You know, I got to know a lot of coaches. And you know what? If I made a mistake, I told them I did. I didn't. You can't hide it. But on the other hand, you can't tell them 10 times a game, oh, yeah, I think I missed that call. But when we all make, we're human. We're human beings. We make mistakes. We're not perfect. So when you blow one, you have to have the guts to say, hey, you know what, coach, I think I missed that. Or I need to take another look at that when I watch the tape after the game because I'm not so sure. Just be honest with them.
Well, clearly the respect for you and the profession as an official in basketball and your respect for the people that you worked with came through loud and clear. We've been speaking with Dennis Mayer, who's Associate Director of IM Sports at MSU, and the Naismith Trophy Award winner for women's basketball officiating. Dennis, it was a real pleasure to speak with you this evening. I thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it a lot.
Well, congratulations on an outstanding award. You should be very proud as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.